From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia has begun the process of drawing down its forces in Syria. The defense ministry saying technicians are preparing aircraft for flights out of the country. President Vladimir Putin issued the order to withdraw late Monday. He said the task before the armed forces has been largely completed and ordered them to begin a withdrawal of the main part of the force. Damascus says it agreed with the move, saying it was a coordinated action. The White House said President Obama spoke about the matter with his Russian counterpart by phone. Josh Earnest is a presidential spokesman.
We have talked about how Russia's continued military intervention to prop up the Assad regime made the efforts to reach a political transition or to make a political transition even more difficult, that as long as Russia was aggressively weighing in militarily, they were removing at least part of the incentive for the regime to even engage in those kinds of conversations.
Meanwhile, Syrian proximity peace talks began Monday in Geneva. UN mediator Stefan de Mistura warning if the talks fail, a return to fighting is inevitable. Soldiers patrolled the empty beaches of the Ivorian resort town of Grand Bassam Monday, a day after armed men launched an attack that killed 18, including 15 civilians and three soldiers. Among the dead, four French citizens and a German woman. All three gunmen were killed. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate, Al-Qaeda in Islamic Maghreb, claimed responsibility. The attack followed similar deadly attacks on hotels in the capitals of Mali and Burkina Faso last year.
Mes chers compatriotes, en mémoire de toutes les
Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara declared 3 days of national mourning. He was addressing the nation Monday evening on state television. This is VOA News. Turkey pointed Monday to two Kurdish rebels, a man and a woman, as likely responsible for the deadly suicide car bombing in Ankara Sunday that killed 35 and wounded another 125.
Bir tanesinin kesin terörist olduğu belli ve kimliği üzerinde.
Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu saying there are very serious, almost certain findings that point to the separatist terrorist organization, a reference to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party known as the PKK. He also said officials have detained 11 suspects accused of being directly linked to the bombing. U.S. UN Ambassador Samantha Power said Monday Tehran's missile launches last week were, quote, dangerous, destabilizing, and provocative, and undermined the prospect for peace in the region.
These were designed to be capable of delivering nuclear weapons. This merits a council response. Russia seems to be lawyering its way to look for reasons not to act, rather than stepping up and being prepared to shoulder our collective responsibility.
Washington says the launches violate language of a UN resolution adopted last year. Russia's Ambassador Vitaly Churkin categorically ruled out new sanctions, saying there was no legal violation of the resolution. Lawmakers in Myanmar voted to elect Tin Jaw, handpicked by democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi Tuesday, to become the Southeast Asian nation's first civilian president in decades. He received 360 of 652 votes cast. Aung San Suu Kyi is constitutionally barred from becoming president. Tin Jaw will assume his post April 1st. Egypt has devalued its currency, the pound, in an effort to ease foreign exchange shortages, hurting business activity. The central bank said it hopes to follow a more flexible approach to the exchange rate and rebuild foreign reserves to $25 billion. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is said to be angry at huge demonstrations against him in Morocco over the disputed Western Sahara territory. Mr. Ban conveyed his astonishment at what he called disrespectful protests on Sunday and the UN over efforts to restart political talks on the former Spanish territory annexed by Rabat in 1975. The European Union has suspended direct financial support to Burundi for ignoring human rights and failing to stop deadly political violence sparked by last year's decision by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a controversial third term. Hundreds died, tens of thousands fled the violence. The EU funds about half the country's annual budget. Malawi on Monday destroyed more than 2.5 tons of ivory smuggled from Tanzania in a move aimed at combating poaching. Tanzania had obtained a 3-month delay in carrying out the burning, arguing that the ivory, worth about $3 million, should be preserved as evidence. But it did not seek a further delay. Malawi says it has tons more to destroy. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.